Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best-in-Texas Ford dealers. Today we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And, you know, we regularly talk about off-season hunting this time of year here domestically with game ranches and free-ranging exotic animals. Then there are those that travel abroad, and our guest today is Texas Outdoors Journal contributing hunting editor Shane John. He and his wife Jill just got back from South Africa on a hunt, and Shane is a pistol hunting phenom.
Oh, yes. And what a way to do it.
I can't wait to talk to him today about that.
Yeah. You know, and took a dangerous animal, as far as I'm concerned, getting that close pistol range for a Cape buffalo.
I've heard.
Yes. Plus some other options. So we'll be catching you up with that. We'll be catching you up with news not only here in the Lone Star State as well as around the country. So y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. Harold,
yes,
I don't know about you, but I had a great sense of American pride earlier this week when
the capsule returning
two stranded astronauts splashed down in the Gulf of America.
There you go.
I mean, my goodness. Having grown up watching NASA, you know, and the space programs develop, and now for a private entity to come in and to the rescue, basically.
And how dare Elon Musk help out like that? Can you believe people are like that? Oh, look at him. Yeah. Well, he did it, didn't he?
Yeah. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
It's like cutting costs. How dare he?
Yeah.
No, let's don't go there. I was in a good mood before I got here.
Well, here's something.
Yes.
And we talk about private, public. You may or may not have seen that there is a bill presented to our state legislature that will do away with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department.
Huh.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Yeah.
I get the press releases. I thought, no, I have not seen that at all.
Basically, what they're saying is we can do a better job. We're going to absorb it into other entities, like game wardens will go with Department of Public Safety, mm-hmm. you know, and they will administer it. And the first thoughts, I mean, all sorts of alarms went off. Number one, Pittman Robertson Fund.
Correct.
You know, mm-hmm. funds that have been earmarked.
Specifically.
Yeah. Will just be absorbed.
Just throw it in the general fund.
Yes.
And we'll sort it out later.
Don't like this at all.
Mm-mm.
And the other thing is we've already seen, we've lost elk because of someone, you know, tacking on an amendment
mm-hmm.
and changing it from a game animal to a non-game animal, which also prohibits Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation from really being involved and assisting and creating that sense of biodiversity.
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense. And the science, the biologist, okay?
Right.
They're human.
Uh-huh.
Things happen.
Uh-huh.
Mistakes are made. But I tell you what, you look at our game populations in general and the health of our game department
Incredible.
And fisheries.
Right.
It's, you know, it's the envy of the rest of the country.
Well, I like to tell people sometime, you know, that there's more white-tailed deer in Texas now than in recorded history.
Oh, yeah.
With, you know, less habitat and, I mean, on and on and on. But it's because of the work of, like, the folks at Parks and Wildlife.
Keep your eyes and ears open, folks, because this is serious. This is...
Yeah. When the legislature is in session,
yeah.
when they're in session, be very, very worried.
I don't know what the motivation is
yeah.
other than them saying, we can do a better job, you know, with the government bureaucrats.
Yeah.
And I go, no, you can't. No, this is science specific.
Right.
What you got for us today?
Well, science specific, Parks and Wildlife. The world's largest sea turtle hospital opened on South Padre Island. I know you know that. Home to the nonprofit Sea Turtle Incorporated. The new 15,000 square foot facility triples the organization's capacity to care for sick and injured turtles. The $7 million project, inspired by the February 21 winter storm, when volunteers and staff rescued 5,556 cold-stunned sea turtles over 8 days with the capacity to treat up to 100 turtles at a time. The new hospital features 13 large tanks, a dedicated cold-stun room, a CT machine for the turtles, and a surgical suite visible to visitors. This facility is more than just a building. It's a testament to our unwavering commitment to advance sea turtle conservation research and care, said Sea Turtle Inc. CEO Wendy Knight. Over 300,000 people visit Sea Turtle Inc. every year, and the organization offers internships to students pursuing careers in related fields.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
The Bassmaster Classic is back in Texas. It's going on as we speak, and we'll run through this Sunday, March 23rd, up on Lake Ray Roberts, where 56 of the best anglers are scheduled, are competing this year's event. And be launching their boats from the public ramps at Ray Roberts Lake State Park, Isle Dubois unit.
Okay.
What else?
Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. He announced that the Dawson County Pesticide Waste Removal Event, hosted by the Texas Department of Agriculture and Texas A&M, their AgriLife Extension Service, in La Mesa, collected an estimated 179,619 pounds of unwanted pesticides. These free public events provide agricultural producers across the state with a safe and convenient way to dispose of unwanted pesticides and recycle pesticide containers.
Hmm.
Ah.
And just a bit of a heads up, turkey season, spring turkey
yes.
season's about to open.
Are you reaching in your pocket? I thought you were going to go into your calls out.
No, but in the... what is it? The north zone opens, south zone opens first.
Mm-hmm.
And that will open, I believe it's the 16th. Let me look here. If you don't have the app, you should have it.
I was wondering what you were looking.
15th.
There we go. Okay.
Of March and runs through the 27th in the south zone. North Zone will open March 29th and run through May 11th. The One Turkey Counties, April 1 through 30. And the limited availability of Eastern Turkeys as the restocking continues is April 22nd through May 14th.
I mean, since you're looking at there on your phone, how do you get the app?
Go to the App Store.
Oh, and look for?
Outdoor, Texas Parks and Wildlife Outdoor Annual.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Well, that's good.
And it's got everything you need to know.
Okay.
Harold, how big is that fish? How long is that fish?
Yes, there we go.
Yeah, that type of thing.
Some more good news, though. This is just a quickie, but it came out. It's a couple of weeks ago now, actually. But Kentucky Fried Chicken, they're moving their national headquarters to Texas. Texas Fried Chicken has a nice ring to it.
Did I not hear, isn't the NASDAQ relocating to Dallas?
No, they're adding a branch. I don't think they're relocating. I think they're adding a branch.
Oh, just a branch?
Yeah. And then you've got this new Texas group.
Exchange?
Yeah, that's supposed to be firing up. And show me the money.
Yeah, Texas. Isn't that great? All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. Outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all do stick around.
America's best-selling truck for 48 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 48 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 48 years, Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
The best darn gun shop in the world is Collectors Firearms in Houston. They have been serving the needs of shooters, hunters, and collectors since 1975. They offer every kind of new and used modern antique gun imaginable. Under one roof, they showcase over 1 acre of firearms, ammunition, and accessories. They stock over 15,000 guns, plus edged weapons and collectibles. Also, you can shop their vast website at collectorsfirearms.com. It's like visiting the best gun show ever without the crowd and all the walking. Got something to sell? Whether it's Grandpa's old shotgun that's been in the closet for 50 years or an entire collection, Collectors Firearms is ready to make you an offer. Check out the website at collectorsfirearms.com. Visit the amazing store in Houston at 7626 Westheimer at Voss. They're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. The best darn gun shop in the world is Collectors Firearms. And tell them you heard about them on Texas Outdoor News. And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D for decades. The original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed, spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, accessories, and their new cottonseed feeder at blind.com. That's B-L-Y-N-D.com. Remember, since 1980, it's The Blind, and dealer inquiries are welcome.
And you can check out the blind lineup at these fine locations, Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg, all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area, D&D Hardware in LaGrange, Ebar Feeds, two locations, one in Gonzales and the other Hallettsville, Gibson's in Kerrville, Moore's Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady, Moore's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, West Texas Game Feeders out in San Angelo, and Wilford Enterprises, two locations, one in Koontz, the other in Buna.
And checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times, this weekend, Saturday's rated as good, while the Sunday slips to fair. Monday's another good day. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, a string of best days for the week. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, a trio of good days. This weekend, look for game to become active from well before sunrise. Continue to feed until late morning. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from just about sunrise, continue until early afternoon. By Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with feeding activity occurring from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. On Saturday, March the 22nd, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. By the following Saturday, March 29th, we will have a new moon. On the coast, this weekend and on Monday, a trio of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Tuesday is a three-tide day with two low tides and one high. Wednesday through next Sunday, a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low each day.
Thursday of this week at 2:01 a.m., the spring equinox arrives, so we are officially in spring now.
Okay.
And here in the Lone Star State, when spring arrives, usually the winds arrive.
Yes.
And so for and those that are going fishing, you need to have your hidey holes. You need to pick your days. Let me tell you, on the coast, fishing has been good with the yo-yo weather we've had with the warm-up. Shallow water warms more quickly. You've got the gravitational pull of the moon bringing higher tides, inundating back lake areas, and bringing more nutrients in from the Gulf of America.
Okay.
It really tests an angler's skill. And it's not like once we get into May and June where it's kind of the same old, same old. You need to read the water and look and play the different parts of the coast. And this is something people don't really look at. Upper coast area include southwest Louisiana, Calcasieu, obviously Sabine, Galveston Bay Complex down to Matagorda, where we've got deep water, all right, can get stirred up. Influence from runoff coming from the rivers that drain into the bay system. Get in behind Matagorda Island, St. Joe Island, North Padre Island, Mustang Island, and you've got sand dunes. And I remember some 40 years ago when I started fishing down there, and it was blowing like 20, 23. And I'm going, thinking Galveston, you know, it's going to look like chocolate milk. Tuck in behind and those sand dunes protect, and had some great fishing.
Okay.
Then you've got grass beds, too, that have not been silted over, and they help filter out the suspended particulates, and some great fishing can be had. Some of the things that many people overlook on the lower coast, one of the hot items, mangrove snapper, are great. All of the jetties, sheep's head, are spawning, and they come in each year to spawn around the granite. Some great fishing there. You've got speckled trout that are on the move. They're putting on weight. Redfish, always reliable. And, of course, you can go fish in the Gulf of America out to 9 nautical miles for red snapper. And it's pretty exciting. Spring is one where forecast, it's kind of like, you're going to have to figure it out on the fly,
okay.
You know? And don't just show up with a plan A and a plan B.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe have a C, D, and E, okay? What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let's head to East Texas, okay? Caddo, bass are spawning, and the bite is good. Numbers of bass can be caught around trees with swim baits, swim jigs, chatterbaits, or with slow presentation flukes or wacky-style sinkos. Old-school folks can swim a lizard around these trees for some fun this time of year.
Conroe, I like old school.
Ah, yes. Conroe, eater catfish are good in baited areas from 10 to 40 feet deep with catfish bubblegum, liver, worms, punch bait. Bass are good, as most have bedded up. Now's the time for novices to look like pros. Okay, that's a good report. Now, fork. Okay, they're moving up to spawning areas. Those not spawning can be caught on chatterbaits, spinnerbaits, 1 to 3 foot Senko and 1 to 3 feet. Senkos and flukes along the edge of grass are good in 1 to 2 feet. Okay, catching smallmouth bass are shallow with bait fish streamers. Larger females have become more active as warm days continue, and they'll be around structure and brush. The crappie should be moving shallow, and woolly boogers can be a good choice.
Actually, those are small bass, not smallmouth bass.
Oh.
Okay. That's basically your males that come in, prepare the baits, beds for the females to come in.
Just stick something in front of me, and I'll mess it up. Anyway, where was I? Lake of the Pines. Water clarity has been 1 to 2 feet in the northern coves. Wind has been pushing bait along banks at the first half of the coves. Bass are schooling up under bait and can be caught with Alabama rigs, spinner baits, spoons, and underspins. Docks in 10 to 12 feet of water are also good with square bill crankbaits and lipless crankbaits. Livingston, white bass are on the way back from the creeks and making their way back to the main lake. Some are still spawning but are about to finish up. Throwing white or chartreuse tail spinners is landing fish. Water in the creeks is 68 degrees. Main lake is 64. Toledo Bend, bass are good with many fish in 1 to 6 feet of water. Biting, Senkos, wacky worms, Texas rig lizards. The wind kept anglers off the deeper water off the main lake. The crappie are good in back of the creeks and flooded bushes in 2 to 4 feet of water with roadrunners and tube jigs. Tyler, bass are in 5 to 6 feet of water and in 12 feet of water. Bass are in pre-spawning pattern. With the third full moon behind us as the bass are getting ready to make and get on those beds, males are shallow and feeding heavily. Larger females are right behind them. Good bass caught all the way up to the submerged grass on the edge of water, but are not quite on beds yet. Look for the largest females to be holding off on the first depth change, leading into the coves and spawning flats, as well as tucked under boathouses waiting to spawn. Livingston. Creeks, 59 to 67 degrees, and they're off-colored, but bed fishing continues this week. Largemouth bass and crappie can be caught in spawning areas and backs of creeks. Crappie are in 3 feet or less hitting minnows. Largemouth bass are in 4 feet or less on Texas rigs and chatter baits. Palestine, catfish are great in shallow water and off the bottom in 10 feet of water with stink bait, liver, and cut shad. Crappie are hit and miss in shallow water in 10 to 15 feet on structure. Some female bass can be caught on shallow beds with rattle traps and soft plastics. Whitney, fishing patterns are holding steady. Striped bass are good with live bait in 30 feet of water. Catfish are good using cut bait in shallow water. Crappie are beginning to move up the rivers in shallow water in preparation for spawning.
All right, let's head to South Texas down Zapata Way, where Falcon Reservoir keeper catfish have been good in 3 to 10 feet of water, round structure with fresh-cut bait on a Santee rig. Trophy catfish are good in 5 to 20 feet of water on fresh-cut bait or live bait. Crappie are in 25 feet of water on live minnows. Bass are in a post-spawn pattern. Cast big crankbaits for our Texas rig power worms to 8 feet of water. And then in Meredith, where crappie are good with chartreuse jigs and minnows, there have been a few caught at Sanford Yank area and off the docks. Walleye are great in the evenings and early morning in many areas of the lake, with minnows using a floating worm harness and pearl blue plastic. Redmouth Rapalas are doing well as well. Don't forget your slab spoons either.
I won't. Okay.
All right.
Heading to the Hill Country. A lot of bass have moved up shallow in Lake Austin, with some fish bedding around the banks. Shallow flats with structure and around bulkheads are good spots to look for them. Wacky worms and weightless flukes fished over shallow flats early or during cloud cover are producing some bites. Buchanan. Water temperatures are ranging from 56 to 68 degrees. Fish are biting. However, the high winds have been limiting areas that are fishable. Live bait and vertical jigging have been best producing techniques for both striper and white bass. Water depths ranging 16 to 42 feet have been the areas to target. White bass, the trolling bite is on. Medium diving crankbaits will load the boat, they say. That's good. Canyon. Points have been producing quite a few bass bites on drop shots, swim baits, and Texas rigs. Fish are also in the middle of the spawn, so you can sight cast for them on beds or fan cast around shallow areas and produce a ton of bites. Travis, Lake Travis fishing great on creek bends, on the flats, or in the backs of the creeks. Texas rig, worms, craws, swim baits are working well.
I mentioned some hunting opportunities for spring turkey. You've got year-round hunting available in the South Zone for javelina. That runs through August 31, as does the other open counties for squirrel season through August 31. Any of you all looking for a axis buck that's in velvet, do it now.
Okay.
I mean, they produce antlers year-round, but in recent years, it seems as though March and, during turkey season, let's put it that way, lots of fully grown antlers that just haven't rubbed off, and if you're wanting some that still have velvet, now's a great time to check it out and go for one.
Yay!
All right, Harold, what you been driving?
On and off, and it may be just the right size for a lot of people, too. It's the very sporty Hyundai 2025 Santa Cruz XRT all-wheel drive compact pickup truck. So that means you can, you know, park at the mall real easy, but you can still get on down the highway and off the road. Got a very, very peppy four-cylinder engine, a 2.5-liter turbo, pumping out 281 horsepower. It'll tow 5,000 pounds. Has skid plates, by the way, Bill. I know you like that. But this thing is sharp-looking. It's very snappy handling. Beautiful, I say electronic dash. But what I love about these vehicles, you've got the tach on one side, the speedometer on the other side. But when you use your turn signal, they become cameras. So they are screens. So you really get a great view on what is either side of your vehicle before you make a turn. 8-speed dual-clutch transmission on this thing with paddle shifters, if you want to play with it. It's great all-wheel drive, so it's very, very capable. Rear sliding glass, which is convenient. Sliding tonneau cover over the bed so you can stash your stuff, which is really, really neat. Multimedia connectivity, yeah. Power driver seat, a lot of comfort. Did I say remote tailgate? I like that. Punch a button, boop. So that's great when you got your arms full of stuff. Good mileage on this thing, 26 on the highway, 18 in the city. And the whole package, really, really nicely equipped, is 41. And like I say, just handles well, drives well, and it's just neat looking. The 2025 Hyundai Santa Cruz XRT all-wheel drive compact four-door pickup truck.
All right, when we return from this break, we're going hunting.
Yes.
South Africa.
Indeed.
With pistols, dangerous animals.
I love it.
With Shane John, right after this.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven cylinder tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, 2002, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You might say the agriculture in the blood of the Spear Ag brothers. Justin and Klein Spear has been there since the time they were born.
Yeah.
They've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you, when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife products still hold to those values today. Spear Ag is the home of bagged cottonseed. They sell in bulk, plus they deliver as well. Spear Ag is also your one source for all ranch, animal, and wildlife supplies, carrying a full line of feed for cattle, horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, and pets. For ranching and agricultural services, visit SpearAg.com. For more information on Spear Ag's Feeder Max lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit FeederMaxFeed.com or just give them a call at 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156. Our guest today is a relatively new, but has been contributing to Texas Outdoors Journal for some time. We teamed up and was impressed with his pistol hunting prowess. And he also likes to tempt fate with big boars of dangerous animals across the big pond in South Africa.
There you go.
Yeah, our guest today, Shane John. Shane, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
Great, sir. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Shane, this is Harold. First, I want to ask you, how's it feel when you're talking to two guys that are absolutely green with envy for this trip you just had?
Well, it's always great to talk to y'all, and I like talking about hunting and hunting in Africa, so yeah, this will be good.
Now, is this your first trip over there?
No, sir. This was my fourth.
Ah, magical, isn't it?
Yes. I love it. I love it.
All right. I knew that you were going, and you were going for Cape Buffalo, and you were going pistol, and I understand effective range. What did you shoot? How close were you? What was the pucker factor like?
Well, to tell you the truth, I didn't get as close to the buffalo as I had hoped. This country is a little bit more open. We've hunted in the Limpopo region on a couple of previous hunts, and it's real thick up in there. So I killed two bulls there, and they were both around 20 yards. But this bull was 80 yards. And everything worked out. It's just I would rather him been closer. But, you know, those you get a good steady shot, and those bulls are big. And, you just keep – if they're on their feet – you keep shooting.
I've got to ask things. Yeah, how many rounds did we need to take?
I put six in him.
Oh,
but he, I mean, a couple were in each shoulder. He was dead. He just didn't know it.
That's the point.
When they're still up, you have to keep shooting, and then when they go down, it's a good idea to shoot them again just to make sure.
On animals like that, is it not advised to do a shoulder shot to break them down and then finish them off?
Oh, yeah. It is. Yeah, definitely. You want to try to, if you've got the right ammo, try to break that shoulder, and just keep putting rounds in the vitals.
All right. Y'all are talking about basics. Okay. Shane taking this animal 80 yards tells you how proficient he is with
a pistol.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
What caliber? What were you shooting? What was the firearm?
The handgun is Ronnie Wells there in Houston has RW grip frames, and Ronnie started making really nice high-end custom revolvers. So that's what this gun is, and it's chambered in the 500 line ball.
How does that compare? When I say 500, that's just a little smaller than a 454 Casull, right?
Bigger. It's a 510.
Yeah.
This Buffalo bore load I'm using here is 525 grain hard cast at 1100 feet per second. So you're pretty much, you know, the old saying is it's a sharp rifle you can pack in your pocket. It's got plenty of punch to
it. Now, is that a pure lead hard cast, and what's the point on it? You know, flat point, round, what?
Yeah. Flat point. Yeah, it's a hard cast bullet. I believe Rimrock out of Montana, I believe they make these bullets, and then Buffalo Bore makes the custom ammo for them.
What's your effective, 80 yards, was that on the outside edge, or did you have more room that you could have felt comfortable taking a shot?
Well, I ended up, by the time this bull went down, he had moved out to about 100, and it was a standing shot. I didn't have time to get a rest. These bulls came up in front of us on a hillside, and they were moving up, but they stopped to look at us.
This is one bad dude offhand, right. And just keeps
practice.
All the practice. It makes it worth it. You have to put time in with these guns. Right. But last shot, I sat down, leaned against the hill, pulled my knees up, rested my hands between my knees, and shot him square in the shoulder again, and he went down, and that was 100 yards, maybe just a little bit over.
Wow. All right. That's the dangerous game. There's more hunting that Shane and his wife did. But we need to take a break. So, Shane, hang on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Shane John, hunting South Africa with pistols, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Sinequa Martin Green, and when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, our world changed forever. This experience made me so passionate about spreading awareness of treatment options, including clinical trials. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer to get information to those who have been diagnosed with cancer and their loved ones. Clinical trials introduce new hope for patients, providing access to cutting-edge new treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be the best choice for you or a loved one. To learn more, visit standuptocancer.org/clinical-trials today.
We continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal contributing hunting editor Shane John, who just got back from South Africa. Tell us a little bit about the place that you all hunt, because this is not your first trip to this provider.
Well, this actually was the first time at this place. So Tim Sundles is the owner of Buffalo Bore Ammunition, and he bought a ranch there about 4 years ago. And a beautiful place in the Eastern Cape in the Karoo region. It's very similar to this country out here in the Alpine Fort Davis area. Just really, rugged mountains, kind of high desert country. So they have Buffalo Bore Game Preserve, and they're going to start actually doing hunts, I believe, next year, start booking hunts. And it's a really nice place. Good animals, big buffalo. Tim's a big buffalo hunter, and man, he's got some great bulls out there.
I know your wife Jill went, now she's not into pistols like you are. She's using just traditional long gun, right?
Yes, sir. We took a Mossberg Patriot rifle and a .30-06, and that's what she did her hunting with.
And what did you get?
One of my favorite bullets of all time. That's great. Yeah, .30-06. Yeah. What did she get?
We were talking about that. The .30-06 is so versatile.
Yeah.
This ammo, of course, we used Buffalo Bore ammo on this with a Barnes TTSX bullet, and Jill killed Impala and Lechway, and I used it on Lechway, Impala, Blue Wildebeest, and a big bull Eland, and it'll do it. That Eland's, I've never been up close to one. I've seen them at a distance. I've never seen one on the ground, and man, they are Yep. They're as big as a buffalo.
Yes, they are.
They're big.
Yep, they really are. One thing I want to bring up to people, because I've only been there once, okay, and dream, of course, of going back. But if you pay attention and research, you can go over to South Africa and get you like a, you know, they have the usual sort of base package of like five plains game animals. But you can do that at a price sometimes less than what a trophy whitetail hunt would be.
Oh, yes. Whitetail hunt, mule deer hunt, or elk hunt.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get a lot of plains game animals over there. You know, of course, you have your travel, and there's no way around that.
And your taxidermy.
That's your taxidermy. I mean, those things you worry about later. You don't worry about that right away. You know, you've got time on that. You know, you get the travel taken care of. But you can do a lot of hunting and get some really neat animals in South Africa on a plains game hunt.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a transition from South Africa and bring it back to Texas. And obviously the 30-06 is widely known on what it has taken in, on this side of the pond. When it comes to hunting, you're not shooting that 500 over here in Texas, are you? What are some calibers that you're using for pistol hunting here?
Okay. Well, I will use the 500. I like those big bores. I hadn't had it long enough to be able to do any deer hunting with it yet. But I think it's good practice. You go deer hunting with your big bore handgun or your big bore rifle. I mean, that's good practice. You hit a whitetail, you can definitely hit a buffalo. I mean, they're just a lot bigger, but. I lean more toward the 44, the right ammo and 44 special will take anything. A good 45 Colt, 41 Magnum, and the 357 Magnum with the right ammo is definitely a deer killer.
Sure,
or javelina or hogs or what have you. It's just pairing up the right ammunition with them.
Well, all right. I know you're a revolver fan. I know you're a lever gun fan. You're also a break action, like in the Encore, Thompson Center. When you make a choice on the firearm you're going to use and the caliber, walk us through what your thought process is here.
Well, I mean, I lean toward things I like. A bullet that'll penetrate. A lot of animals you don't have to have a heavy penetrating bullet. It doesn't hurt at all to do it, but you can take a lead semi wad cutter and you put it in the right spot and it'll get the job done. But with deer and all, you've got your good hollow points. There's a lot of good ammo these days. I think back in the day, people were more skeptical on handgun hunting because a lot of the bullet technology wasn't there, but I mean, we have really good bullets these days that you can do anything with, from small game to dangerous game with a handgun. Is just selecting the right bullet to get the job done.
I absolutely love a family that recreates outdoors, and particularly those that fish or hunt together. Uh-huh. And that's the case with the John family. And now let's see, if memory serves me correct, Shane, you and Jill have both taken a kudu, isn't that correct?
Yeah, and hers is still bigger than mine.
Oh, I was wondering where the laughter came from. Okay.
now she's got me on an Impala. She killed a really nice Impala.
Right.
And so we looked for I killed one, and they're like, well, Jill's is bigger, so we actually looked for another one and found a good one. But she still got me, so it's.
when y'all were dating and got married and started this, these hunting forays, was she all in from the beginning, or was it something you had to convince her, or how did that go down?
I took her deer hunting when we were dating, and she killed her first deer with me, and. She's all about horns. You could take her somewhere and say, well, let's kill a doe, and she has no interest. But you put some horns out in front of her, and she's ready to pull the trigger.
Outstanding.
Who does the cooking?
You know, these days mean more because I'm retired. So.
Okay.
Yeah, and for those that have missed the introduction to Shane, he was 22 years with the United States Border Patrol and retired as a supervisor. And again, we thank you for your service. And, boy, the experiences and tales you could tell, I'm sure.
I bet.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. No, I appreciate that. Yeah, it was fun. I had a great career, worked with some great agents, and I had a lot of fun, just running around out in the big country and doing what we do out there, and it was good.
Yeah, right quick, Shane, I always wanted to ask you, did you know my dear late friend Bart Skelton?
Yes, sure did.
Okay.
And law enforcement was something that you wanted to do from the get-go. I mean, that was your focus and ended up going to Sol Ross, getting a criminology degree, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I majored in criminal justice and minored in natural resource management geared for wildlife. Absolutely. But, yeah, I always, from an early age, I grew up around that. My uncle was a police officer. He had friends that were game wardens, so I was always around law enforcement. And then writing from gun writers like Skeeter Skelton, Charles Askins, Bill Jordan, and Jim Wilson, and that all pushed me even more into law enforcement. And I never regretted it. I mean, it was a good time. Had a great career, and I don't regret that at all. But part of the reason I did it was reading the things those guys wrote, and then I sought out a career to do. I wanted to do the tracking and work out in the middle of nowhere, and I was fortunate to be able to do that.
Very good. Folks, as we run out of time, what you hear is just a tip of the iceberg. January issue, Shane took a beautiful, mature black buck at 112 yards. Then he gives an overview of, pistol hunting. He's got a story on hunting javelina that now is an animal for Boone and Crockett.
Right.
Got other things coming up. Wealth of information. Lives in a gorgeous big part of the Lone Star State. Shane, we appreciate you taking time being a guest on today's show.
Well, I appreciate y'all. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Shane. Friends, we shall be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what do we got?
Okay, turkey time, March 27th, Palo Pinto County
chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation fundraising banquet in Fort Worth at the Palo Pinto County Sheriff's Posse Building. Also the 27th, the Cowtown Strutters annual National Wild Turkey Federation fundraising banquet and ruckus at Fort Worth held at River Ranch. Information on both of those is at nwtf.org. March 28th, Fredericksburg, second annual Ducks Unlimited fundraising gun bash and dinner held at the Gillespie County Fairgrounds. Information on that is at ducks.org. And go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 48 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. Ford F-Series trucks have the best in class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best in Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
And remember, when the weatherman starts scaring you about the hurricane season, you got to load up on backup lights, hybrid light. They've got everything you need, flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more. A lot of times they've got kits that contain like one of each. Products charged with a USB cord. Any light source hold a charge for 7 years, which is incredible. And you can use these devices to charge your phone. So, for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer, 20% off any of their products, free. Same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, Texas Outdoors Journal contributing hunting editor Shane John. Tell you what, was impressed when I first met him. Mm-hmm. As I get to know Shane better, he's just a heck of a hunter and very, very passionate, perfect fit for Team TOJ, and will continue to provide information and lives in an area that just doesn't get the coverage, you know,
right
out west. And there's some opportunities that you will be enlightened about in the coming months and years ahead.
Wonderful. And do remember, check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations there. And just, you know, click on listen to our show and you can hear our shows. And remember, of course, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks, your best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there and join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.